dwell in darkness. Hallelujah. Church history had it that the church in Rome began celebrating Christmas on December 25 in the 4th century during the reign of Constantinople, the first Christian emperor. Possibly it was to weaken pagan traditions in those times. There were so many pagan traditions around this period in the then world. Rome was more like the superpower, the world superpower then, having influence over so many nations around. And many of these emperors were very godless. They were ungodly. They were people who had strong hatred towards Christianity. And of course, Rome did persecute the Christian a great deal. Several of Christians then were slaughtered, martyred, and it got to a point that a Christian ascended the throne. Of course, this guy wasn't a Christian as a child. Along the line, while he was fighting his battle, God did reveal to him the sign of the cross in the sky.
That with this you will conquer, if only you will embrace it. And he knew it was the Lord speaking to him. Embrace the cross. And that actually brought him victory. And so, he was the first Roman emperor to embrace Christianity. And in his reign, Christianity was favored so much. However, it also brought some disadvantage, which is not our focus now. But suffice to say or to mention here that in the reign of Constantine in the 4th century, he shows that the birth of this Savior, that the Christians were celebrating in a hiding, should be made open. And so this day was picked and they began to celebrate the birth of the Savior openly. There are a lot of views or perspective about Christmas celebration, whether it is being biblical or not. That is not also our focus now. However, one thing we cannot dispute is the very fact that a Savior was born. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A Savior was born in a manger. And he was born of immaculate conception. This is something that they cannot dispute. And so, why several sets pick on several dates or different months for the celebration? One common denominator that we know is that this Savior was given birth to. For the time wherein man had God to come and dwell with humanity. His major assignment is to save his people from their sin, as we read in our scripture a while ago. And his name is Emmanuel, meaning God with us. There are three blessings of Christians, of Christ's birth, which make celebration of Christmas an outstanding list of different schools of thought on the date. I will go to look at them briefly, then we will pray. Don't forget, our topic is the blessings of Christmas. And so, if we want to link it up from the times of old, man was in the very agenda of God. God wanted man to live with him, to have a sweet communion, a sweet fellowship with him from time to time. But along the line, it was messed up. God clothed them and also made a move to ensure that man was redeemed back to him. Lords of boars, lords of other animals were slaughtered from time to time to ensure that the sins of humanity were atoned for. But all of these had their loophole. And it got to this time that God had to step in. And he gave his only begotten son, as was recorded in John chapter 3 verse 16. Say, for God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him, such a person will not perish, but have everlasting life. And so it was the fulfillment of this that Jesus had to put on flesh to come and dwell with humanity so that man can be redeemed, man can be saved. So the three basic blessings of Christ's birth, which makes the celebration of Christmas an outstanding one, regardless of different schools of thought, as follows. Number one, Jesus came to save us from our sins. Jesus came to save us from our sins. Number two, Christmas is the celebration of the Word made flesh, which marked the beginning of the journey of humanity to freedom from sin, from Satan, and from death itself. Christmas is the celebration of the Word made flesh. John said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so, this Word had to put on flesh. That is a great mystery. God had to come to be with man by wearing human form to dwell among people so that he could taste our pain, so that he could taste whatever we go through as human beings. And so that also that he could have this stainless blood to offer before the great throne of God Almighty. And so it was a celebration of the Word made flesh. That is the essence of Christmas. So beyond the eating and the drinking and all that we do during this Christmas season, we should know that Jesus is the reason for the season. And the essence of Christmas has been thrown away. And that is why also Satan is fighting to ensure that somebody carried me yesterday in the night. And the man was saying some things which were real fat. See, these are times where the enemy says, see, some people don't feel that it is a form fair period. Say, no. There is a time wherein somebody had to sit up and pray. Say, this period, the enemy is at work. Those who have entered into covenant with the devil are looking for blood to renew their covenant. Humans are slaughtered, are killed to have blood in their blood banks to celebrate with. It's a time wherein the spirit world will even pack to land in the name of celebration. Many people are on the street almost naked, all in the name of Christmas celebration. What is the essence of Christmas? Jesus is the reason for the season. In a time such as this, Jesus was given to humanity. And if we don't have him with us, if we don't have him in us, then whatever we do in the name of celebration just amounts to waste of time. It is a time to celebrate the Word that was made flesh. Salvation from sin was made possible because of the event of Christmas, and that is the third dimension of it. Salvation from sin was made possible because of the event of Christmas. And as an added on, it is to make rich the blessings of the new covenant, which was to be sealed by the blood of Jesus. And so he had to come in human flesh. And that was Christmas. So that we might be rich in the hope of the future that is to come. Because God desired that his people dwell with him by and by. We note here that faith in the finished work of Christ initiated at Christmas brings peace between lost humanity and God. Jesus coming onto the world brought joy, peace, and salvation to all who believe and accept him. This is the good news. This is the blessing of Christmas. And so, it is something we must have at the back of our heart. And it's also a time, just as the angel heralded the news, it is time for us to also reach out to humanity and tell them that in a season like this, a Savior was sent to you. Have you received him? Have you embraced him? Or you are still living in your sin? It is a time to let people know that we are no longer entitled to live perpetually in our sin. Because in a time like this, a Savior was sent to us, and his basic assignment is to deliver humanity from sin and to make him have salvation, and of course to have it more abundantly. Shall we rise up? The blessings of Christmas. Do we have these blessings? Or we just celebrate because we see others doing so? Can you talk to God this moment? Let's talk to our Maker. Can you appreciate the Lord? If you have actually embraced Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, can you thank the Lord? Can you thank the Lord? Oh, so in a time like this, oh God, I thank you that you sent your Son Jesus to us. Oh God, I thank you. Lord, we return the glory to you. We give you praise. Thank you for your love that you showed. You showed to humanity. Scripture told us that you so loved the world and you gave. Nobody who loves that will not give. You demonstrated your love for humanity by giving. And you gave us the best gift ever known to humanity. Today, people will exchange gifts, but no, the greatest gift, the initiator of giving in a day such as this is God himself, and he gave us his Son. What have you to do with this Son? What have you to do with this Son? What is your relationship with him? Talk to the Master, appreciate him, appreciate the Lord. Can we pray? Can we pray for the salvation of others this morning also? That the reason for the season will not elude people. That the Lord will reach out to people. That at the peak of celebration, someone will say the name. What am I celebrating? Do I have a cordial relationship with this man? I noticed something some years back when I went to my Oga's office in Warri. Some people came to print a very big flesh banner to celebrate the birthday of His Excellency Ibori. Then he was away in prison then. But people who had been with him were here celebrating his birthday. Possibly there are people who have a relationship with him. It could be political, it could be biological or whatever. But I'm sure these are not complete strangers to the man. They know him. They must have been with him. Are you celebrating the birth of Jesus without having a cordial relationship with him? And if you have a cordial relationship with him, you have every reason to appreciate the Lord, that the Lord gave this great gift to save us all. And for the ones who are yet to be saved, let's ask the Lord reach out to them in seasons such as this. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father, we give you thanks. Blessed be your name. We thank you. We ask, Heavenly Father, that even as we celebrate in this season, we will not miss the essence. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, will there be anyone in the house this morning who sees this time as, oh, it's holiday period, a time where we buy new clothes, a time when we buy foodstuff, fill our home and eat, drink, wine, and all of that. Heavenly Father, we pray. May the essence of this season be made manifest in the heart of your people. In the name of Jesus. Let Jesus be truly born in the heart of someone today. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray, we ask. Every satanic agenda today, we decree and we declare, do not come near our dwelling in the name of Jesus. We pray for our loved ones wherever they are. The enemies will not use their blood to celebrate. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, preserve your own. Keep your own. Jesus, the mighty counselor, the prince of peace, just as we read in our key text, we pray, oh Lord Jesus, let peace reign in the home of your people. In the name of Jesus, your arrival to planet Earth changed the course of things. And even in date, we're talking about BC and AD, not because of your arrival. Heavenly Father, we ask, oh Lord, go ahead and save your people. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit Divine. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah. Quickly, we take our next item. That will be our offering. Get us the offering box. Go to place. We want to give our offering.
Hallelujah.
Onyo mana, chukwa mana, onyo mana, chukwa mana, onyo mana, chiyo mana. Onyo mana, chukwa mana, onyo mana, chukwa mana, onyo mana. Everybody buy it. She never ever. She never ever. She never. 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 She everybody, body, she never made my she doesn't make it, she doesn't. You are my last year.
Amen. Father, we thank you so much for a day to come to your presence on the 5th day of December. Another celebration of God, our Savior Jesus. Lord, we come to worship you with our substance, our gift. Lord, receive from us in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless everyone and give to this cause in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, may this offering speak for us in the name of Jesus. Lord, cover this offering with the blood of Jesus. May be used for the expansion of your work here on earth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be you. Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Yes. All right, we go to take a closing hymn. O little town of Bethlehem.
Verses and verse 26.
Hallelujah.
pray? That's it. Our Father, our hearts are filled with joy. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your care towards everyone. Thank you for bringing us once again to this joyous season. The joy that this season brings will not be ours in the name of Jesus. Every static agenda push us through pain and sorrow. Cancel in the name of Jesus. Our Father, in a season such as this, you sent us a Savior. Be our guide, lead us through. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, let your peace be our Lord in this season in the name of Jesus. For our brethren who are not here for one reason or the other, we ask Heavenly Father, wherever they are, you will keep them. All our ministers that are not here, Lord, we pray that you will preserve them wherever they are. In the name of Jesus, go ahead of us in our celebration. As we celebrate the birth of our Savior, we ask, Lord, let many more come to the saving knowledge of this Savior today, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Blessed be your name. For in Jesus' name we pray. As you celebrate this season, the Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, even now and forever. Shalom. Now we see that Christmas.